Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 29th, 1807, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette carried several notices of rewards offered for capture and safe return of enslaved persons who had run away. These notices not only remind us about the constant quest for freedom, but give some insight into the lives that they lived. Our first notice offered $20 reward for the recapture of Tom from Mount William Estate, formerly Rowan's St. George. Tom was described in the notice as about 5 feet 10 inches tall, remarkably black skin and fine teeth, free from any scars and marks, and a most plausible and intelligent fellow. The notice outlines that he had been accustomed to several years past absent himself in like manner, and had been harboured about different estates by his relations. He has been very lately seen at Bailey's Plantation in St. Philip, where he has relations. The same plantation owner offered a further $20 reward for the apprehension of another enslaved person, Need, who had absent himself for 4 months. The notice read, "He is a tall, thin, yellow-skinned man of sickly appearance, who has been put to watch and act as a ranger out of crop for several years past, from his apparent state of health." Need, according to the notice, was known throughout the island, and that his places of resort at Captain Thornhill's estate, St. Thomas, the Guinea Plantation, and Dr. Innes, where he has a wife and relations. Yet another notice offered $8 as reward for the apprehension of Nanny Lucy, or Nanny, as she's commonly called. The notice described her as 5 feet 6 inches high, well made, and no more than 20 years old. She was last seen in Bridgetown. The enslaved blacks, while on runaway, probably had a wonderful Christmas.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.